Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Well, just last week I was going through some old notebooks from my old Polish classes and I found a list of tricky words I jotted down years ago called English to Polish false friends. If you're not sure what false friends are, these are words in a foreign language that may look similar, sound similar, or might even be spelled exactly the same to words in your native language, but turn out to be drastically different. Each one of these was a mistake that I personally made with the language, and if you're learning Polish, the good news is there are many words that are similar and translate accurately, like telephone is telefon, or computer is komputer, or information is informacja. Well, I'm making three episodes in a row of my top 30 false friends mistakes between English and Polish for all of my viewers who might be interested in this subject. Wow, how I wish I had had this episode back when I was first learning Polish. Each of the three episodes will cover 10 useful false friend examples, and I recommend getting a pen and some paper. Write these down. You'll thank me later. Here we go. Number one, no versus no. My very first false friend experience was finding out that the word no actually means yes in Poland. I learned this during my very first Polish lesson, and it was then that I knew I was in for a long, long road of learning this language. The Polish no means yes or yep, but it could also mean a well or a yeah. It really took some time to get used to this at first, but I promise you it will become normal very fast. Number two, our second false friend example today is a lunatic versus lunatic. In English, we all know that a lunatic is a crazy person, a wacky person, or a madman. But if you call a Pole a lunatic, he or she might understand that you're suggesting they walk in their sleep. A lunatic is simply a sleepwalker. Number three, hazard versus hazard. To English speakers, the word hazard is synonymous with danger or harm. Smoking is a health hazard, for instance. But when Poles see or hear that word hazard, hazard, in their language, it translates to some form of gambling. Hazard in Polish is simply gambling. I hate gambling personally. I see it as a big hazard to my wallet, so this one was easy to associate for me and remember forever. Number four, apartment versus apartament. This next example is still problematic for me, and I have to always be careful here. In the US, a lot of us choose living in an apartment over a house, and your standard apartment is usually a month-to-month rental. In Polish, there's a tricky word called apartament. Apartament is definitely not your standard apartment. It's more of a higher-level fancy apartment or luxury suite. Apartament implies fancy living or an elegantly equipped apartment, so don't confuse it with apartments in America. I've adopted the British term flat to best refer to what Americans know as an apartment. So once again, apartament, a luxury living suite. Number five, desk versus deska. Having a job or learning obviously requires sitting at a desk one time or another. And if you're just starting your Polish language journey, it may be tempting to use deska as it's so close. However, deska in Polish is your standard wooden board. In fact, some of my English students frequently go with desk to describe building something with boards. It is a bit confusing all around, but now you know the difference. Desk versus deska. Number six, I just love this one, and it's simple. In English, extra, of course, is more of something. In Polish, absolutely not. Extra is a way to say awesome or so cool, wow. I'll never forget showing some kids in the neighborhood my collection of metal and wood baseball bats. I heard a lot of extras that day. Extra, so cool. Extra versus extra. Number seven, sympathetic versus sympatyczne. As you know in English, being sympathetic is being warm or understanding and showing sympathy to another person for whatever reason. But in Polish, please be careful here. To be sympatyczne means being a nice, likable, or congenial person. The same goes for the noun form sympathy, which is, again, to show compassion, whereas sympatia in Polish is to have affection or a kind of love for another person. Do keep this one in mind. Number eight, chef versus chef. Another huge mistake I made a few times was using the word chef in Polish to describe a person who cooks. I mean, it sounds exactly the same, right? Well, chef in Polish is like a boss or a supervisor who is above you at work. It has nothing to do with the culinary world. For a chef or cook, go with the word kucharz instead. Number 9, clay versus clay. This next example was another one that took me some time to master, my goodness. Talking about pottery and the use of clay has nothing to do with the Polish word clay, which sounds virtually the same. Clay in Polish means glue, but the fact that pottery clay is so sticky and then becomes hard was an easy association to help me sort of remember that. Glue kind of does the same thing, right? Word associations are good. For this first episode, the final one, number 10, salad versus sałata versus sałatka. My gosh. You know, I consider myself to be a reasonably intelligent person, but I'll be honest with you, this one makes me look and feel flat out silly every time I want to say lettuce, which is sałata, and salad, which is sałatka, the diminutive form. I confuse these time and time again, so if you're talking about salad with all the dressings and the extra veggies thrown in, go with sałatka. It's the green leaf lettuce. If you're going with that one, it's sałata. So do not say sałata for salad. This is the lettuce. This is the green part. All right, so that concludes the first 10 in the first video we've made today. There's again 3, a total of 30 of my all-time problematic false friends. See videos 2 and 3 to see the next 20. If they're not out yet, they will be out soon. If you have not subscribed to the channel, I'd love to have you. Click the button right here on my beautiful masonry heater so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in part 2 of this 3-part series.